And good evening and welcome to another edition of Kearney Live. I'm Jim Dickerson along with Leonard Broughton and Stacy Bratcher. We have another day of exciting news, so let's get right to it. First of all, for those of you who are not aware, a Kearney resident tried to raise $10,000 and was very successful. Didn't quite get the whole 10, but that's okay because the donations went to the NTRC.
Northland Therapeutic Writing Center.
Yep, want to make sure that went right. If you want to learn more about that or how you can donate, because they're going to keep doing this through the year, I think they're going to do it every quarter, you can read more about it on the 102.7kearneymo.com on the website. Go to the news section. Also in the news, for those who didn't listen to the game, Brian talked to us about the basketball game that was against my alma mater, Ruskin.
Well, it was a great basketball game. We really thought we were doing well in the first quarter, and then we kind of slowed down after halftime, and they caught up. But Kearney pulled it out in the end, and it was a great win for them.
Kind of sounds like the Lions 49ers game.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
Some similarities there. The other thing, though, is that David Hanna tied a school record for 11 three-point shots.
Oh,
and the record was actually held by, and I have to thank our sports manager, Kelly Gentry. Travis Swinford held the record. He got that in 2000, but Davin Hanna tied it last night. And so 23-year-old record, good 23-year-old record. Wow. So good job by Dana.
Good job, Devin.
It's going to be a rough day. If you want to read more about that, we also have that story on the website, 1027kearneymo.com. Any news from either of you guys that I've skipped?
No.
So, Lynn normally likes to talk about Taylor.
I'm over with that.
You done with it?
I'm way over that.
I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to let it go. Okay, I'm not a big Taylor Swift fan. I probably wouldn't know one of her songs if I heard it. However, there are a lot of people who are getting mad at her for all the exposure, and
it's not her fault.
She's not the one doing it.
Correct.
And here's the funny part: every show you go to, they're talking about it, and I'm like, you guys are bringing it up. And then what did I just do?
You brought it up.
I brought it up.
You've perpetuated this just as much as anyone else.
Well, I was telling you, I was listening to that. They were talking about that today on a podcast I was listening to, and he actually said that. He goes, everywhere you go, that's what we're talking about. We got all this stuff going on in the world, but we're talking about Taylor and Travis.
Right.
There's more concern about that than things that are happening that are important. I mean, they're important. It's just, let them be.
Right, but don't you think that's because, I mean, love is hopeful. Love is positive. I think people would gravitate much more
Stacey,
towards positive and love
you're a
than you do
you're a
more.
I hate to burst.
No, you got to take those things out of it.
I hope
just
it's
look
real.
At the boy
I do
and girl.
Hope it's real. Because there's
everybody
a lot
loves
of folks.
A love story, whether it's true or not. Everybody loves a love story. What? Look at all the Hallmark movies. You can't tell me
this is a Hallmark movie.
It is a Hallmark movie.
When's the last time you watched a Hallmark movie?
Oh my!
Thank you. All right, Brian. When's it? don't
shake
your head.
Statistically, who in the country spends most of the money?
Well, and I'll say
in the household incomes,
she has generated like $351 million in.
Okay, so here,
it's
okay,
crazy.
I have a
see,
lot.
See, you
of
brought
questions.
It up.
No. I saw that it was like 300. maybe it was 351. Okay, where did that come from?
Exactly.
I think we made it up. And secondly, this isn't about love. This is about money. This is about generating revenue.
Maybe for the NFL it is.
Yeah, the NFL's loving it.
Well, that's for all the people that are talking about it.
Do you think they're...
If she had just shown up at a game and didn't have a relationship with one of the players, we wouldn't have the same conversation.
But see, Joe Pag said, he said she can control that. And they were like, I don't think she can. But he goes, she just fired a security guard at one of her concerts
because control it to some extent.
That guy was taking a selfie with her in the background. She fired him.
Yeah, but so she they can, were saying, what's she going to do, fire the NFL?
Well, no, they were saying that she can control how she's being seen on TV.
Well, I'm sure
that's what he said.
No, I'm sure from a PR standpoint, she controls. She knows that she's going to be on, and she knows. But she's not the one going. Could you turn on camera three, please? Camera three. She's not the one doing that.
I cannot imagine being sitting in a booth. I mean, if she is, they are dating, whatever. Trying to watch him play, and you got fans looking at her with their phones
constantly. Right. Well, I told you, too. Can you imagine you work your whole life to be
what she
a
is.
Camera?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I thought she's worked hard to become a billionaire.
Okay, I'm not talking about her for
okay,
a minute.
I'm sorry.
Get your mind off of her for just a second. You work your whole life to be a camera operator at an NFL game. And you're sitting there going, man, this is my chance. I'm going to do the Super Bowl. And they're like, okay, camera 37, Bob. Where are you at? Here, sir. Bob, you're going to be focused on Taylor Swift in the suite the whole game.
Every move.
That's all you do.
What would you think, Brian? Would you like that?
No.
I mean, could you imagine that? You work your whole life to be the camera guy at the NFL game that has to film a booth the whole day.
Well, she will be there. We'll just say that. She is going to be there.
Oh, my.
Well, I tell you what. Maybe.
Brother.
Just maybe she could maybe do some promotional videos for the military or something.
Do some recruitment videos. That'd be awesome. It'd really help out because the U.S. Navy is having to lower their recruitment standards as numbers dwindle. Does that make anyone nervous? We'll talk about it next. Stick with us.
Explore a place to visit. Explore knowledge. Explore fun. Explore relaxation. Explore adventure. Explore a hometown. Explore Kearney, Missouri.
Welcome back to Kearney Live. According to the U.S. military, recruitment issues are not caused by white supremacy problems or objecting to the COVID-19 shot mandate or even woke emotional campaigns. It is, however, the high school diploma requirement that has caused recruitment problems in the tens of thousands. The U.S. Navy has announced that they will begin enlisting individuals who do not have a high school diploma or GED so long as they can score 50 or above on the qualification test, which is out of 99. 50 out of 99. The last time the service took individuals without education credentials was in the year 2000. Watch this report from 13 News Now.
I believe ending the military recruiting crisis should be our top priority. I don't know how we can expect to have a military if we can't solve this recruiting issue.
The U.S. military is going through one of its worst recruiting stretches since the all-volunteer force began in 1973. The Army missed its recruiting goal by 15,000 soldiers, or 25%, and it, the Air Force, and the Navy all expect to miss their goals in 2023. Only the Marine Corps and Space Force met their recruitment goals. The Senate Armed Services Subcommittee on Personnel on Wednesday heard a less-than-upbeat assessment from the branch's top recruiting leaders.
At the end of fiscal year 2023, our active duty Air Force did not make goal for the first time in 24 years.
As we begin FY24, we are again faced with a challenging environment.
We are competing in one of the toughest recruiting landscapes I've seen in over 33 years of service. This recruiting crisis certainly did not appear overnight and cannot be repaired overnight.
Despite our success in fiscal year 2023, the Marine Corps continues to face the same challenges as the other services. These are historic lows in qualification rates, low propensity to serve, labor market challenges, and a fragmented media landscape. These have all had a compounding effect on the recruiting environment.
Wow, very interesting report. So, in this age of technology, should we really be recruiting people who can't even complete high school? Ooh. Gentlemen?
Well, first, I just wanted to say, because the military says it's not because of white supremacy or objecting to the COVID-19 mandate or woke emotional campaigns, right? And that guy right there said that it is. The guy at the very end, the Marine, said right. It was. So if you're going to say that that's not the problem, you need to get your PR strategy together and make sure you guys are all saying the same thing, because clearly correct. We're not. And I don't think for a minute... So there's two parts of this, and then I'll shut up. Number one, I think it's very much this woke stuff. Nobody wants to deal with the military doing that. And number two, what does it say about your military if you have to lower the standard to the point where people don't have a GED? That's basically saying, we'll take anybody, whatever. And if you're somebody else who has your GED or something like that, does that more incline you to want to jump in and be a part of the military?
Right.
That's just taking anybody? I would say no.
But on the flip side of that, I don't know about this, the high school equivalency and dropping that part, the scores and stuff, but my daughter and my son both tried to get into military academies and were rejected.
Really?
But then they were never pursued by the militaries to try to get them to take a different path. So I think there's a lot more issues here than just woke policies and COVID. Because they even said they're asking people who they rejected over COVID-19, now they're asking them to come back. But they rejected my son because he had had a broken ankle at one point.
Right.
Why? Because you're too lazy to help him with the physical therapy necessary to be strong enough to march on the field when he wanted to just fly an airplane. So I don't understand.
Right.
I assume there's reasons for your disqualifications, but perhaps there are other areas to look at that they're disqualifying people for rather than just test GEDs and high school diplomas.
Does that make sense? Just fly an airplane?
Just flying
here. AI is going to do it eventually.
I'm curious if I heard that properly.
I meant that he's not marching. He's going
to
be sitting.
He wanted to be sitting in a cockpit.
Right. I know both are physical activities, but
you've got to
when you're talking about a broken ankle, I didn't understand the broken ankle disqualifying you from being able to fly.
How do you think he's going to get to the plane? You got to walk your happy self out there.
I'm done.
No, my question is too. When it says you have to score qualification test, what is that?
That's what I was going to ask. I remember reading this when I read when Brian gave this to us. I wish I would have looked that qualification test up. I forgot to do that. I would have loved to seen the questions that were on there. And if you only have to score a 50 out of the 99, I wonder what those questions are.
Yeah, they have boot camps now to help you prepare for the test. And they said only three quarters of the kids who go through the boot camp still can pass the test.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Okay, here's another question. Maybe you know the answer to this. So normally, if you have a you have a 100 question test, they'll give you a test bank of like 1,200 questions. What are the chances of this 99 questions? They give you the 99 questions,
right?
And you only have to get 50 right. I mean, how sad would that be?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
And what? Where's the? It doesn't say anything about the physical aspect like you're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly.
So you,
we're
you
just
used
accepting
to,
anybody.
Yeah, you mm-hmm. used to have to do physical.
Yeah.
Like you had to do pull-ups and swing from ropes.
Yeah. Run a mile.
You have to do that to get into academy. I know that.
But what about just the days of just walking down to the enlistment, or the, they don't call them that now, but the enlistment
recruiting office.
Mm-hmm. So I take it they're still in schools, right? They have areas that they go recruit.
Yes.
I look at it as, you know, some of these probably see this COVID, the shot, and the white supremacy, you know, if you're white, you're bad. And then the woke emotional campaigns. I think a lot of people are probably like, if it was here once, it's going to come back around. So, you know, once you get in there and you commit 4 years, you know, if you sign up for 4 years and then they say you have to take the shot within that 4 years. So a lot of them are saying it's not worth it. I don't want to have to deal with that, you know. So I think some people may think this is going to come back around because you're saying it's bad now. But what if you get someone in there that's going to push an agenda and it's going to come back to our military? And what I was saying is I kind of shared this with Jim when the video was going on. I went out to get the mail and I came back and I saw something on our chair. And we have a no trespassing sign on our property. But I saw something on our chair, so I went and picked it up. And it was an Army pamphlet with a pen in there and had a lollipop in there and something else. Yeah, there was a lollipop in there. And so when I came in, I went to Kel. I go, look, it's the Army. The Army came to the house? And she goes, oh, yeah, this young man dressed in his fatigues was walking around going door to door. So they're recruiting, trying to go door to door just to see if there was someone interested in that house to get that information to them.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of an interesting way. You're walking neighborhoods now. So that it must be a really... pretty bad thing.
Did you eat the lollipop?
I did not eat the lollipop. So maybe they were hoping there was a teenager there that they missed. I don't know how they do it at school. I know back when I was in school, they were friends with a lot of students. A lot of students liked them, you know, talk with them.
What did the pin say?
It was just like the Army logo, join the Army or whatever they're, I can't remember what they're saying.
What flavor was the lollipop?
I don't know. I threw it away.
Okay, I don't know what that has to do with anything. I do know that recruiting has been tougher for them since COVID because they were
out of the school.
They haven't been able to get into the schools as easily. They've lost their relationships with the counselor. You know, just
that
different things have happened.
Well, and the part that gets me is Lynn threw the lollipop away. Who paid for that lollipop? We did.
I probably should have brought it for you.
You probably should have.
But so, overall, there's just a lack of pride for our country. And I think that's what drove.
But would you ever think that your military, like your Army, Navy, Marines, would you ever think they'd be going door to door to look for people that are possibly interested in joining and having a career in the service when it used to be something that, man, you had pride doing that?
Well, what the guy said is absolutely true. You know, it didn't happen overnight. It's going to be
that's right.
You have kids that wanted to go.
Right, yeah.
And no one followed up.
No.
Huh.
Mm-mm.
Makes sense. You know, the rise of artificial intelligence is raising alarm bells for election officials across the country. We'll talk about that coming up next on Carney Live.
Migraine headaches, the throbbing in your temples, the pounding in your forehead, extreme sensitivity to light and sound, your neck feels so tight it could snap off. Oh, the debilitating pain.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mark Strathman with Kearney Family Chiropractic Center, and I've been practicing chiropractic health in Kearney for over 22 years. When you come to see me, I identify what's wrong and determine if I can help you. If I can, I create your personalized plan for relief.
When you have pain, you can make an appointment by calling 816-628-6738. Or you can visit the office at 301 South Platte Clay Way, Suite B in Kearney. Kearney Family Chiropractic Center. Heal yourself.
More reliable power means more of what you love. You expect your lights and appliances to turn on at the flip of a switch, and so does Platte Clay Electric Cooperative. That's why Platte Clay is working hard to make power more reliable in the Northland. We exist for one purpose, to empower communities and energize life with safe and reliable energy. To learn more about their plan to reduce outages across the Northland, visit www.pcec.coop/reliability. Platte Clay Electric Cooperative.
Simplify your banking, simplify your life. It's easy with Kearney Trust Company. Kearney Trust goes beyond convenient locations and good customer care to offer banking services that make managing your finances quicker and easier than ever before. Kearney Trust Company is your partner for success with two convenient locations in Kearney at 310 West 92 Highway and 701 Watson Drive in Price Chopper. The phone is 816-628-6666. Kearney Trust Company, banking you can trust. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Kearney Live. This year's elections are going to be much more challenging with the production of AI-generated content, and now they are introducing a new complex dimension to these elections. As public mistrust and election integrity grows, and that should be public mistrust in election integrity grows, AI tools and the ability to target voters creates more opportunities to sow doubt in the election process. Yep. With the assistance of AI, producing and convincing tailored narratives amplifies the spread and scale at which false information can spread, raising concerns among misinformation experts about the unprecedented challenges of election officials. Fake videos, audios, and images have become easy to create using generative AI, yet they can be very difficult to detect, and I've seen some that I didn't even know were fake. And in fact, our president, Joe Biden, saw one of himself that he didn't even realize was right. Fake. But that's another issue. Watch this interview with Dr. Oren of the Allen Institute for AI.
Doctor, how much more misinformation, if you can quantify it even, how much more information, or perhaps how much more widespread do you expect misinformation to be in 2024 compared to 2016 and 2020?
That's a very fair question, Austin, and I would say that what's clear is that we're going to see a different kind, right? So it's always been the case that politicians have made statements that at the very least require extensive fact-checking. And of course, the elephant in the room is the unsubstantiated claims of election fraud and stolen elections, and so on. But what we're going to see for the first time is documentary evidence, videos. You're going to hear stuff that just didn't happen. You're going to hear a person saying stuff, and it's going to sound like whatever major political candidate it is, but it's not going to be them. So that's why I'm talking about a tsunami of misinformation. That's why I think we're going to see a phase change. So it's less about the amount and more about the kind of misinformation. And the kind can have an unprecedented effect in swaying the electorate.
So the bigger issue here is where the instances of generative AI are being used to target voters with false information. And this goes back a little bit to what we talked about last week and we've talked about before. They know that the general public, as a general rule, doesn't research anything and they believe about everything they hear. So if you look at the number of stories that you've seen on X, Truth, Instagram, Facebook, you name it, where someone goes, did you hear about? And then you're like, yeah, it's not true. Most people just don't know it. So question to you, Stacey, have you seen or received anything that is voter misinformation?
Well, if I have, I didn't know it. But I did find out that this happened up in New Hampshire during the primary, that there was a robo-calling system that's going on. They were using Joe Biden's voice. They were using his catchphrases. And he was telling people not to go vote. Don't waste your vote. Since when does a politician tell people not to go vote? That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I'd have probably too. Done something different.
Yeah.
Although it's not conceivable that he would say that.
Did but I liked what was it Dr. or what's his Etzioni? The tsunami of misinformation. I love that term. Tsunami of, that's exactly what we're in the middle of, which means researching on your own and making intelligent choices based on your own research is so critically important, especially at this election period.
The problem is you used the word intelligent, and nobody wants to research because the election has become more of a, it's been this way before and it just continues. It's not about what the true concerns are. It's about a popularity contest.
Right. Yeah, everybody looked at the last presidential election, Donald Trump's website and what he was running on and stood for versus Joe Biden's website, what he was standing on and running for. If you had listened to nothing and just read those two websites and voted your conscience, your ethics, your morals, I think our election would have been completely different. But you're right. Everybody was voting on popularity or dispopularity. Everybody wanted to hate on Trump, so let's vote for Joe Biden. But if people had read what Biden's platform was and what he stood up for, I don't think he would have been elected.
All right, so let's talk about that for a second, because it's not only... So you have multiple things going on here, and here's where I think we're in trouble. If you watch, and we've talked about this before, the media has become
it's editorial.
It's editorial. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's misinformation galore. Because here's the deal. When you watch MSNBC, NBC, CNN, they only do one side. Mm-hmm. It's only one side. Same thing can be said for Fox. I will say, what's the other one?
Newsmax.
Newsmax.
Yeah.
Everything's one side. Mm-hmm. Now, to their defense, you almost have to because you got to counter. But it's no longer, news is not news anymore.
No.
And it's not, we're not reporting stories, we're reporting garbage. And a lot of the stuff, which I never thought would happen because I studied, I mean, my major in college was broadcasting and media. Mm-hmm. And they made us, we had to, if we did, and I remember, we had to, no matter what the story was, we had to go for every point, we had to have a counterpoint. And I got assigned this story, which was some city thing they were doing. The whole city was a four. They were all for it. And I couldn't find anybody against it. And I tried. And they literally were like, you've got to write a story and you have to have a counterpoint. And I was almost like, I feel like I got to make something up because I couldn't find anybody that was against it.
Well, it's like
that was
called news, though, right? I mean, that was true news.
I believe you're telling both sides. Objective journalism.
Right, you're telling both sides, and I agree totally with Stacey. You have to research on your own, and you have to make sure you can find the proper place to research, because if you say a name, your phone's going to give you 50 million articles, right. And they're maybe going to give you the articles on what they want you to see.
Yes.
Right? But researching it is where it's at. And I didn't want to bring this up, but, you know, you look at the AI aspect, but you also look like someone like Taylor Swift.
Yes.
I see that.
Absolutely.
I see that article's being thrown out there now by the media saying, she's going to promote one of the two candidates.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And a
yeah.
lot of people are going to follow her because it's just yeah. Taylor and Travis are going to say, vote for
right.
this person. And I'm going to vote for her because, you know, Taylor
it's
Swift's
Taylor
this.
And Travis.
And she's that. Mm-hmm. Instead of doing research on that candidate, like you said, going to the website and saying, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. You know, I hear so many people that voted for Biden say now, well, I didn't know he stood for that. If I would have known that, I would have never voted for him. I heard someone say if it was Nikki Haley or Joe Biden, they were going to vote for Joe Biden again because they didn't like what Haley was standing for. Someone did do research on that. But I think researching and finding out on everything, I have not seen this yet. I've not witnessed it in my home where they've called my phone with false information right. or AI. But I think that is so interesting.
Well, we haven't seen it in politics.
Who answered
the phone? We did too see it.
Phone.
We saw it with Taylor. That doctored up video of her.
Okay, yeah.
We've seen you. This generative AI stuff happening.
I mean,
just
I've seen
maybe
the
not
AI
the
through many different things, but not through the political thing
yeah.
yet, because it's going to probably really, really start to ram up
it will.
Here because the closer we get.
So buyer beware.
Yes, exactly. So make sure you really research on your candidates. Make sure you understand what they stand for. So what if the guy tweets too much? So what if he says something that might be off the wall? But if he stands for what you believe in, vote for that person. That's
well,
my that's my
but,
opinion.
But the other thing, and you talked about it a little bit, you get even the media doesn't research.
Right.
Exactly.
So
yes.
How many times do we hear this story about Trump asked RFK to be his vice president?
Yeah.
And they ran with it. Boom. Hey, boom. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden everybody's like, yeah, it didn't really.
But you know what I just read? I just read that Kennedy
RFK
just
asked
Kennedy
Trump just, to be his
Kennedy,
vice president.
Kennedy just raised $7 million from Trump supporters because they thought it was true.
Oh, that's, my God.
But that stuff happens, right? Because
right.
you read it, you think it's true. And then
wow.
I sent that back to you saying, oh, it's not true. Because another true affiliate that I follow said it wasn't a true article. Trump laughed at it because you brought up a great point. Their views are so different
right,
that there's
right.
no way they could have ran together, right? So now people are saying, oh, I'm going to support Kennedy because I can see it coming, Trump and Kennedy. So he raised $7 million towards his campaign from Trump supporters.
And that's the
that's
thing.
Nobody, researching.
Nobody is researching anything.
Right.
And the sad part
Please
is,
stop.
For those of us who grew up in the 70s,
there you go.
We didn't have 1/100th of the ability to research anything because you couldn't go to the library because anything that was there was old, right?
That's right. Yep.
So today, if Lynn tells me something, it takes me 7 seconds to go research it.
Correct.
And here's the thing. Don't just take the headline of
the first thing you
see on Google or DuckDuckGo or whoever you use. Look into it. Who wrote the article? Here's my favorite. When was it written?
That's right.
I love people who say, did you see this? And right in the headline it says July 3rd, 1982. And you're like, dude, really? Come on.
Right.
Just research for a second what you're talking about. Looking into,
And folks, be prepared for AI though, because AI is
it's
a big thing and it's coming. And we did the story about the CEO. There's many different avenues of this AI, so they're preparing you, and this is another way.
And but
you've got someone calling you.
You've got to listen. And people say, well, it's not as bad. And you know, we do stories all the time on these scams where you can get a phone call. And it sounds like a relative.
Yes.
And they're like, send me $200 or something like that. Now, first of all, if my relative called me and said, send $200, I'd be like, seriously? I wouldn't believe it anyway.
Right, right.
But ask if it happens to you. And this is mainly for older people. People older than me. Older than Lynn. If you get a relative that calls you and is asking for money, ask them a question that only you two would know.
Right.
Because that's going to help you. I mean, I know family members do call each other, and everybody wants to help a family member, right? Like, they use it a lot. My car's broken down, or
right.
a couple of them, I'm in jail, whatever. Mm-hmm. But whatever the thing is, before you send anybody money, ask them a question that only you guys would know the answer to. Don't just blindly start sending money. If you want to blindly send money, I will send you my Venmo account, and you can send me all the money you want.
There you go.
If you're going to send money, do you need to send it to Texas?
You know what's happening in Texas, folks? We're going to talk about that next in Carney Live.
Simplify your banking, simplify your life. It's easy with Kearney Trust Company. Kearney Trust goes beyond convenient locations and good customer care to offer banking services that make managing your finances quicker and easier than ever before. Kearney Trust Company is your partner for success with two convenient locations in Kearney at 310 West 92 Highway and 701 Watson Drive in Price Chopper. The phone is 816-628-6666. Kearney Trust Company, banking you can trust. Member FDIC.
You may have noticed your shoulder hurting or maybe a kink in your neck. The culprit may be looking right at you. Your phone. Think about how you use it. Does that pain feel familiar to you?
Hi, I'm Dr. Mark Strathman with Kearney Family Chiropractic Center, and I've been practicing chiropractic health in Kearney for over 22 years. When you come to see me, I identify what's wrong and determine if I can help you. If I can, I create your personalized plan for relief.
When you have pain, you can make an appointment by calling 816-628-6738, or you can visit the office at 301 South Platte Clay Way, Suite B in Kearney. Kearney Family Chiropractic Center. Heal yourself.
Electric cooperatives are different. We have a sense of pride in our local community and support the people who live here. That's why Platte Clay Electric Cooperative supports local schools, takes an active role in economic development, and works hard to keep costs down for its members. We exist for one purpose, to empower communities and energize life with safe and reliable energy. To learn more about how Platte Clay Electric Cooperative is working to achieve that mission, visit www.pcec.coop. Platte Clay Electric Cooperative.
Welcome back to Kearney Live. The Texas border is a mess. And last week, 25 Republican governors stood in solidarity with Governor Abbott in the state of Texas in utilizing every tool and strategy, including razor wire fencing, to secure the border. Watch this clip from the National Desk.
South Dakota not alone in signaling its support for Texas. 25 governors joined a united front with Texas in what they say was the state's constitutional right to self-defense. Every Republican governor signed a public statement except Vermont's Phil Scott, who voted for Biden in 2020. The Republican Governors Association did release a statement that said, in part, instead of upholding the rule of law and securing the border, the Biden administration has attacked and sued Texas for stepping up to protect American citizens from historic levels of illegal immigrants, deadly drugs like fentanyl, and terrorists entering our country. Former President Trump backing them up, writing, "We encourage all willing states to deploy their guards to Texas to prevent the entry of illegals and to remove them back across the border."
As you can see there, almost all the U.S. Republican governors have signed on the statement backing Governor Abbott in a bitter fight against the federal government over border control and prompting talks of a civil war in the making. The statement released last Thursday on the Republican Governors Association website criticized the Biden administration and said that the state of Texas has the constitutional right to defend itself, like you heard there. Last week, Texas officials and the Department of Homeland Security spurred over barbed wire along the Rio Grande. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that federal agents can cut through the razor wire the state installed to deter people from crossing. So my question is, and a lot of people got to understand, the Supreme Court ruling, I think the media blew that out some. It
Really?
Yeah. But the question is, there's some movements happening, right? And the question I had for you guys were, could these issues on the borders lead to a civil war because of what the 25 states have done? Now they're offering to send National Guard troops down there to help. Also, I know Ron DeSantis sent sheriffs and police officers down there to help. But then, I don't know if you've heard, there's some people going down there called, they're calling themselves God's Army. There's 7,000. They don't know the exact number of truckers that are heading down there. And there's people from all over the United States that are going to go down there. They're hoping to get 700,000 people down there to help with the border. So what do you think? Could this cause a civil war right here in our country?
I have an answer, but I was going to defer to you.
Go ahead.
So I've never, ever, ever, ever seen anything like this where the government of the United States is literally going against a state government.
Mm-hmm. Unreal.
In something that should be a universal thing. We're trying to protect our country, mm-hmm, or our states from illegal immigration. And number two, you've got to realize on the ground, and having talked to some people close to it, the National Guard members for the state of Texas and the National Guard members for other states, and then the federal people who are on the ground, mm-hmm, the government may be telling them one thing on the ground, the personnel, the troops on the ground, no matter which side they are on, are on the same side.
Oh, I agree.
These guys talk to each other every day, and they're not about to, and one of them that I was talking to said, the government told us to go cut the wire. We're not doing anything. We're not going, in other words, it's almost like the government is trying to make these two groups fight, and they're like, yeah, we're not going to do that. The guys on the ground are not interested. But my question, mm-hmm, is this, because I keep hearing this over and over and over again, and I hear more and more talk about it, and that is civil war.
Mm-hmm.
What does a civil war look like in today's age?
You.
Are we all going to go, yes, grab a musket and a red coat and go down there? So what, either one
I think,
of you,
are they,
what
kinda,
does
are they
a civil
saying,
war look like?
Are they kind of like? Saying just keeping, you know, the immigrants in their country? So we're talking a civil war kind of between Mexico and the United States.
That wouldn't,
I mean,
be a civil war.
Texas.
The civil war is going to be internal.
Within the, yeah, I agree.
So,
I agree.
But what
so
does
I
a
think,
civil war in the United States look like? I mean, think about it. Because we've never had it.
Right.
Are you going to have, I mean,
well,
literally, you've got to think, well, way back then, but
yeah,
that's what I'm saying. This is a completely different thing. So they picture, What happens? I mean, do you, so let's say Kansas and Missouri, I'm just going to use two states because we're right here, become at odds with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to go grab your guns and stuff and drive to the state line and then start shooting at people from Kansas?
Right.
I mean, that's not going to happen.
But that's what they make it sound like, is like,
that's what I'm saying.
Kansas,
I'm not saying
tends
that
to advance,
like,
on us.
State by state, but I was saying like Texans, they were talking to Texans, they go, we got our guns and we're ready. We're ready to go protect our border.
Correct.
That's what they're saying, but then our news calls it a civil war.
And that's
because
where
they're
I'm
trying
saying.
To cause division they're trying to cause the division between us as Americans.
Right.
But
right.
That's where
it's
I'm
not
saying.
Happening though.
And that's what I'm saying. What you hear on the news, if you listen to the news, you would think that if you go out to a restaurant and somebody's in there, you have a Republican and a Democrat in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a gunfight before the night's over. Quite
right.
Frankly, again, at the realistic people-to-people level, they don't care. Yeah, everybody disagrees, and there's some strong disagreement among folks, especially now, about our political environment. But are they going to get in a blazing gun battle in the middle of trying to think of a restaurant without saying
right.
the name publicly?
Well, maybe not in the restaurant, but there sure is a lot of not good stuff happening in our own state capital.
Well, true, and there's a crime problem and that sort of thing. But every time people talk about civil war, there's going to be a civil war. I'm like, all right, what does that look like? Explain to me what a civil war today looks like.
Well, and it's funny too, though, how the media tries to catch it, and then all of a sudden I try to get an updates, and you don't hear nothing for a couple of days, like the truckers, because they were saying mm-hmm. and. And there again, that podcast I was listening to today, he was talking about this. He goes, yeah, it's Saturday. But the beginning of the week, they were talking about these truckers heading down there. There was going to be, they want 700,000. I know there was like 7,500. I thought it already happened, the rally. No, the rally Saturday. Because there was a guy leaving from Virginia, and he was like, I'm driving down. I'm going to stop in Florida. Hopefully I can get more people to come with me, and we're going to this rally. But now the media makes it sound like they're going to protect the border. So if you're sitting home here in Kansas and Missouri and you're sitting there going, oh, there's something going on really at the border because these people are going down. They're probably taking their guns. You know how your mind goes, and they're going to defend our country. Yeah. Well, we should go, right? That's how that stuff all starts, because the media is throwing that stuff out there and you don't do your research and you start.
Yeah, we need some video.
Right.
We're going to get some good video down
right,
there.
You know, and so it's just, yeah, civil war, I don't think, you just don't throw that out there. Is there sometimes I think the media tries to create that? I do. There's many situations mm-hmm. we can talk about where I think they wanted to try to start a civil war between Americans,
yeah.
and it didn't work.
Absolutely.
So now I think we did it during George Floyd.
Absolutely.
You think we did?
Yes. Oh,
absolutely, I think we did. We spawned on a whole bunch of stuff, and the media fed that fire like nobody's
yes.
business.
True, I got
And then
you.
When it was over, they were like, and they walk away. Cities are destroyed. Thank you, media
That's
folks,
right.
for doing that.
That's right.
But they fueled that fire mm-hmm. like nobody's business.
Right.
And I don't know that...
Try to start the protest all over.
I don't know that people are going to... The one thing I will say is this, and I have always said, bad things lead to good things sometimes. I think people are really learning, I'm not going to fall for that again. And
yes.
even the younger people
I
are
do
like,
too.
Yeah... That really wasn't what it was supposed to be.
I think the people are getting tired of the games.
Yeah, they're getting done with it. And mm-hmm. it's like I said with the Civil War thing. What exactly does a Civil War today
look like?
Because if you read your history, I know that's not a common, popular thing, but if you go read your history, in the Civil War, you literally had neighbors... killing
fighting
each other.
Neighbors.
Right.
Yep.
Are you ready to step yep. out into your street and start killing your neighbors? Think of who your next door neighbor is.
The one thing I think that could trigger a civil war in our country would be if they decide to come take our guns.
Right.
Well, but again, who's going to come take your gun?
Well, right.
And those people,
who's they?
They mm-hmm. are like, yeah, I'm not doing it.
Right.
I may work for the entity who says we're going to do it. I'm not doing it.
That's
well,
right.
And what you just said about the Civil War, what's cool about my little cul-de-sac, we're all in together. I do know that because they said if anyone tries to come down our street, we all know we have guns.
I'm coming into my cul-de-sac.
And I think Kearney's that way. I think Kearney is a tight-knit group of people, and I think they will protect each other.
That's why we have an HOA.
I see.
Don't come in.
Well, you've seen those pictures of like in Seattle. I mean, because you see those stories,
right.
them guys are standing out there with their guns. They're protecting their street, right?
Well,
and that's what people in my neighborhood were like, you know, we would do that for each
that's
other.
That's another thing where the media talked about that. What was that group's name?
Antifa.
But they blocked off, they ruined a city. They literally destroyed
it. In Seattle?
Yeah. Remember that?
Wasn't that Antifa?
Oh, they tried to create their own city.
Oh.
Yeah, I was trying to remember the name of the city,
but
it doesn't matter.
Yeah. No.
But they literally ruined
yes.
a city.
Yep.
And I think now it's starting to ruin states. Mm-hmm. California,
yeah.
a lot of people leave in California for a lot of different reasons. And D.C. is going to be next. Stay with us. Final thoughts are coming up.
Explore a place to visit. Explore knowledge. Explore fun. Explore relaxation. Explore adventure. Explore a hometown. Explore Kearney, Missouri.
And as we begin our final thoughts, I've got to tell you, there's nothing more distressing than when the executive producer is looking at a screen and he goes, how do I do this? We're coming out of commercial, man. And he's over there doing that. But it's time for our final thoughts. I'm going to ask Stacy a question. Who's the border czar?
You said it was Vice President Harris.
There we go.
Stacy has her final thoughts. You're up first.
All right. I'm sure everybody who's a driver and who is on social media, you've seen it, the reports all over. Everybody's upset about the potholes, right?
Ooh, yeah.
Potholes, potholes, potholes. And I was like, what's the big deal? Until my son calls us last night needing to be rescued because he hit a pothole and it broke his rim in half.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's how bad it was.
I hit one the other day that activated my dental plan. So.
There you go. So I wanted to share with you on 1027carneymo.com under KPGZ News, there is an article about how to report the potholes. So if the potholes, if you are in the city limits of Kearney, you can call City Hall. The number to City Hall is 816-628-4142. For state highways, such as Highway 92 and 33 here in Kearney, those are both controlled by MoDOT. So you'll want to report those problems to MoDOT.org. And then county roads that are in unincorporated Clay County, you want to report those to claycountymo.gov. So be safe. Watch out for those potholes.
Yeah, and I heard $600 a pothole in Kansas City.
Ooh, yikes.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Friday.
Maybe if we'd fix the road the first time.
Yeah, there you go.
I said it.
It's weather.
Just want to give you guys a quick reminder. Friday, February 2nd. Is the last day to nominate our outstanding educators for the 2024 Excellent in Education Award. And you can learn more about that, and you can submit your nominees today, up to Friday, to www.ksdr1.net/excellence. So make sure you do that. Make sure you nominate those teachers and staff that is working hard.
Nice.
For those of you who have not heard, the Kearney community, and Smithville for that matter, lost a true treasure. Mac Porter passed away just a few days ago. Everybody in this area is very familiar with Mac and everything that he's done to support not only the community as a whole, but the school district, Porter Park, everything.
Library system.
Everything. If you've been around here at all, Mac Porter touched just about everything. And then, of course, Porter's Building Center. The interesting thing is his bio, I could read it for a half hour here and not get through it. But the kind of interesting thing is, and the best part, of, in my opinion, of the Mac Porter story, if you go to the Porter's Kearney website, it talks a little bit about how he started the store. And the interesting thing to me is he came from literally, just like everybody else, he came from basically nothing. And it talks about how he was a teacher, he sold everything, his wife sold her car, and they took a chance and they built from nothing all the way up to everything that you have now. And all the things that have Porter's name on it, contributions he was able to do. Mm-hmm. And the big takeaway for me is not only the fact that he could do it and he shows you how to do it, it shows that it doesn't happen overnight. Mm-hmm. He literally started with nothing. He gambled, but he stuck with it. And I guarantee, And if you talk to any of the family members, talk to Kent, Craig, all those guys will tell you, I'm sure through all those years it wasn't, you know, flowers and roses and everything right. was great. I'm sure there were struggles the whole way through. Mm-hmm. But what a true loss to the community. Mac Porter, there are things all over the internet about him. So anyway, read up on that, but a true loss to the community. That's all the time we have. We thank you for joining us here on Kearney Live. We'll look forward to seeing you next week right here.